Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Up and get rolling for a Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. Waiting on the world to change. Where will the change come from? I'd say the USA.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
it's up to us, friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That'd be the USA. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Question of the day today: is the document debacle a distraction? Make your argument, Kev. You're the one that's prompted this question of the day. You've said it's a... pay no attention to it. It's taking up too much oxygen. It doesn't, I don't want to put words in your mouth. But.
Well, to me, it pales in comparison to the level of story and the atrocities that are happening at the southern border. The crime, the inflation, the supply chain issues, the impending recession that we are going to get into here soon. You know, and this is, no one's ever... Let's go back on how long both sides of the aisle, presidents, vice presidents, secretaries of state, whoever, I mean, they take things. First of all, what are you taking? A friend of mine was in the Air Force, was talking to me about, he's been in a couple of skiffs. He said they had cell phone canceling signals, and I mean, it's super secure. And, I mean, how do you get them out of there? But it keeps us talking about, what does he have? Where did he have it? When did he have it? And what is it? And blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, how much fentanyl coming over every day? 300 people a day dying. Nothing has changed down there for those poor people in Texas and El Paso and the rest of the border. Nothing's changing. We're all worried about this. So that's why I think it's a distraction. It's also, I said it's the perfect storm, because secondly, it's the perfect tool to throw Joe under the bus. Get him out of there. So that's where I'm at on it.
Well, then it is a big deal.
Yeah.
If it throws Joe under the bus.
Yeah. Well, they'll make it a big enough deal. They want him gone.
But you don't want us to pay attention to it. You want us to focus on the real problems.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I think this, I mean, the way this has been rolled out from Team Biden, I mean, in the garage, you know, there's some over at the Biden Penn Center, whatever it's called, where he was at. And some of the stuff, these documents have been hanging around for 6 years.
You mean the UPenn Biden Center, the fake think tank?
Right, there you go.
They held space with
some office
never,
so they could take money, from China.
Yep, there it is.
See? I think this places the focus there. So that's why I'm of the opinion it's a big dang deal. And it's Biden caught red-handed. You tell us who you think is right and what's right on the document debacle. 701-271-1100. Question of the day, 855-200-1776. You can also text us with your questions or comments, 701-237-1590.
Half of my, you said it's a big deal, and yeah, that's, the other half is there's incriminating things in there, there's China ties, there's all of that. That's the throw under the bus part. Perfect. Yes, he's got to go, impeached, resign, do something. But
right.
That's the throw under the bus part. But the other part is just a total, it's a distraction. They needed to throw him under the bus, and this is perfect. And everybody's now talking about it. It'll probably happen anyway. Either he won't make it,
so
or they'll kick him out.
Who's making it a distraction?
Oh, the media. I mean, they can't have us looking at the border. They can't have us dealing with any real problems.
Well,
the debt ceiling, the climate. We didn't talk about gun violence. Roe, the 50th anniversary of Roe.
The media's never covered. I take that back. Fox News Channel's covered
media.
The border.
Yeah,
but most of the they don't cover the border anyway.
No.
So it's no distraction for them. It's business as usual.
Well, there's 300 plus people dying a day.
And they actually are covering the document deal. Libs
in
the media are covering libs in the media are covering it. Are you saying they're perpetuating the distraction?
Oh, yeah. Again, what are the real problems in your world and in your heart and mind? What are the real problems we're facing? Are you seeing that? Are they addressing the real problems that we're facing?
They never do.
Well, there you go. So let's distract. We got to have something to put into the 24/7 news cycle. Documents, climate, gun violence, LGBTQ row. I mean, and they're just recycling it. Meanwhile, the real issues, the real problems we're facing, the recession coming, the fact we're still at $3.50 for gas nationwide, there's no answer for any domestic energy production coming. I mean, so that's just me, and that's where I'm at.
Is
Bring
it
me
a,
up. Am I wrong?
Is it a distraction?
And what's on your mind?
Prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Let us know. 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776. Minnesota's largest pro-life organization will update us on pro-abortion bills making their way through the Minnesota legislature. This is classic political just bunk. And it's happening in Washington, D.C., too, in the Congress, but around a lot of states. Politically, they believe anything pro-abortion is a winner. They believe that's what helped them win seats that they weren't supposed to win in November. So they're hard at it. And we'll run through the list of what's happening in the Minnesota legislature. Rob Kupek, who is a new member of the Minnesota Senate, has voted for this extreme bill in committee, but is going to be voting again when it comes to the Senate floor, which is tomorrow. So it's emergency to this, and we're going to talk about that today on the program. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here with some good wisdom, as always. We're going to talk with the author of a new book. Ken Buck has written the book Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech, which exposes the bullying and predatory behavior from the big tech giants. Starting to get a little attention, Congress, which is nice. And then John Hinderrocker, Senator of the American Experiment, will be here today on the program as well. We call What's on Your Mind, so we're looking forward to it. I understand. Oh, I should tell you, today's the day on the extreme detailing bid. So there's a truck or SUV exterior protection plan that we have up for bid. You can go to am1100theflag.com, am1090theflag.com, and click on Big Deals, and it'll take you to the auction today. Ceramic protection plan from Extreme Detailing provides 5 years of exterior protection with warranty. How would you describe this, Kev? It's like a
paint hardener. It's a ceramic coating for your vehicle. It'll really cut down any dings or chips. I mean, if you got a new vehicle, you invest that kind of money. That's what this does. It's a ceramic coating on your paint.
So one way to is like get a fancy schmancy wax or something, or
exactly.
You know, some kind of a,
this is like a
whole new
next level.
5 years.
Yeah, and you can do bed liners and stuff like that. This is for the paint though, the exterior.
Yeah, this really protects the finish for 5 years, and it comes with a warranty. So bids are being made now. Make your bid online at the Big Deals page. am1100theflag.com. Do we have another word salad from
VP? Absolutely. Well, she was in Monterey Park speaking about gun violence. And
Yes. Get her on the road.
The plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, the plan to address this. This is 8 seconds of gold right here.
Can they do something? Yes. Should they do something? Yes. Right. Will they do something? That is where we all must speak up.
What was that?
Brilliant!
Let me have that one more time. It sounds like story hour.
Can they do something? Yes. Should they do something? Yes. Right. Will they do something? That is where we all must speak up.
Can we eat lunch, Scott?
Yes.
Should we eat lunch, Scott?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's where we need to. We need to eat lunch!
Will we eat lunch?
We're speaking up here.
Yeah. Joe Biden, I don't know, his version of a word salad is sort of
he's lost his chef skills.
Yesterday, in announcing that tanks were going to Ukraine, he had a little listen to what country he said is the brutal aggressor over there.
All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression that's happening because of Russia.
Ukraine's brutal aggression. We're countering Ukraine's brutal aggression. Listen to this.
All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression.
Somebody
that's happening because of Russia.
Oh, if you could see the look on Secretary Austin's face, they're like, "Whoa, what's he talking about there?"
We are talking about a war with Russia.
You know what Lloyd Austin is?
Russia.
You know what Lloyd Austin is? He'd be the Secretary of Defense.
Defense.
Yeah, listen to this. I like this.
Secretary of State and the Secretary of the Military.
The Secretary of the Military.
This is embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
He's the Secretary of the Military. He has a history of forgetting his Defense Secretary's name. Even. Now he forgot his post.
It's on the script. Read the card.
Well, that's the other thing. This is, he's got teleprompters and big giant TVs and... cheat sheets and cards and notes to say, stand here, sit here, talk now. Bruce Minot, after this.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Protected and appreciated. I
insurance. Have you started thinking about your 2023 crop insurance plan? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We are hosting farmer meetings to discuss the 2023 outlook and share strategies that are geared toward protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Join us this Friday in Hillsboro at 9 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The show where I make you hungry for PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Scallop potatoes and ham today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. What's shepherd's pie? I'm not sure I've ever had shepherd's pie. Is that good stuff?
Delish.
12th Avenue and I-29 today.
Like a meat pie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Veggies and...
Meatloaf on MP Avenue, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Meatloaf on 45th, Country Fried Steak in Harwood today. I-29 exit there. For PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience.
You've never had shepherd's pie?
Never had
Dude,
shepherd's
I
pie.
Dude, I gotta make you shepherd's pie. You put mashed potatoes across the top of it.
Mmm.
And then you put it under the broiler a little bit.
Wow.
So Irish dish. Very good.
It sounds good. Yeah. You've sold me. Bruce, in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just got one. I'd like to take 1 minute of your time here. Comment on, I know you said something earlier about Big Tech, like stomping out, freedom and speech there. Well, DirecTV and AT&T, you know, they just now, I think today, because my wife just sent me a picture of it, they just took off, Newsmax off their network. So, you know, for people out there, and I do have DirecTV, I pay $140 for this service, and they've already told me they're going to increase it to $170 next year or this year. And I'm telling everybody out there, they need to just get rid of DirecTV. They're too high priced. I'm fed up with it. They take off programming that people want, and they say they cost too much. Well, I know I can download a free app to get Newsmax, and I get it for free. But DirecTV, or AT&T, if you could hear me right now, your programming is terrible. I'm fed up with it, and I'm disconnecting it. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
I mean, yeah. It is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. President Trump has put out a statement about this as well, which I'll read in a second here.
They say it's over fees, but, you know, yeah, right.
I have a suggestion. My suggestion would be, instead of just canceling them, tell them, bring back Newsmax, or I'm going to cancel it.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I will. They gave me a discount last year because I was going to cancel them.
Well, there you go.
Again.
There you go.
And they'll probably give me another discount. They'll probably say, I'll give you another discount so I just don't cancel. But will they bring back Newsmax? Probably not. But I'll download the app and watch it that way. But, you know, why should I? Why should I?
You know what's funny is that we mentioned, too, is that they talk about the mainstream media. There's no such thing as the main. That would refer to the networks. Like, the networks matter. Like, our lives anymore are centered around the 10 o'clock, the 5, 6, and 10 o'clock news on television. It's just, it doesn't.
That day is gone.
It's gone.
Fake news is what I would use in the way of a term. And President Trump will, you know, certainly coin that well. Hey, Bruce, glad you called. Our best to everybody in Minot today, listening to What's on Your Mind. Texter, this isn't a text, it's a statement from President Trump. Wow, AT&T DirecTV removes Newsmax from its channel lineup. This disgusting move comes after deplatforming OAN last year. The radical left seems to have taken over the mind and soul of AT&T. This is a big blow to the Republican Party and to America itself. For DirecTV to drop very popular Newsmax without explanation will not be accepted. I, for one, will be dropping all association with AT&T and DirecTV. See? And he says, I have plenty.
That's how it works.
This is just one of many reasons why we must win in 2024. So that's good news. It boggles the mind that they do this and do it in the way they did. We saw a lot of how they operate in the whole Twitter files. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Glad you called, Bruce, though, because I share your outrage on this for sure. Texter said, we canceled DirecTV when they got rid of OAM. This is what it's going to take. Another says, Scott, are you going to address DirecTV deplatforming Newsmax? Well, we are. They are the only TV network that would carry President Trump's rallies. Now they are in 13 million less homes. Couldn't agree with you anymore. I don't have DirecTV, but we can encourage everybody who does to call and say, bring back Newsmax or else. Bring back Newsmax or else. That's what I'd do. Texter says, Newsmax was the last conservative network on DirecTV. This is a violation of free speech. Raleigh on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Raleigh.
Morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Well, good. I've been listening to your callers about AT&T and DirecTV. Last month, I dropped AT&T Wireless and switched over to Verizon, which I don't know if it's any better or not. But the other thing, I had DirecTV as well, and I was paying $140 a month. And I called in and bitched about the excessive cost, and they reduced me down to $90 for a year. And
don't you love that?
That was before the Newsmax deal came out too. So, but yeah, if you call or raise a stink with them, sometimes that gets some action. So.
That's my suggestion, is saying bring back Newsmax or I'm canceling. See what they do, because they tend to.
Yeah, that'll be next.
They tend to react when you call. But I love those. Yep. I love those places where you call and they say, you know, I'm going to cancel because I'm paying too much. Okay, we'll charge you less. What are they? They're basically saying you've been a stooge for the last how many? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we suckered you.
But they know the bulk of the people will just pay it. They won't call in. They'll just pay their bills. But that's what my TV costs. It's like they don't want to deal with that. They don't.
Well, they don't know
that.
Me very well, then.
Yeah. They don't know. Well, you're one of the greats, Raleigh.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 800.
You know what? Go ahead.
I was just going to tell us, if folks want to join us, they can, by calling 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, or 701-271-1100 on this locally. Text
what are they
us
afraid of?
701-237-1590.
What is DirecTV, what is AT&T afraid of? Are you afraid of the truth? Are you afraid of differing opinions? Are they, we can't have any of that?
They are wired to not want anything to do with conservatives. That's how they're wired.
Well,
it gives them the heebie-jeebies.
Their job to decide to judge and decipher and eliminate content?
It's how they roll.
Who are you to call whatever, like the fact checkers? And how do you know? Well, look at all the conspiracy theories happen to be coming true. So what about that? Just let the market decide. If we want to watch it and we agree with the opinions and the things they state, then leave it alone. Watch something else.
Just how they roll. Look at the Twitter files. It shows exactly behind the scenes how they work. A couple of more texts. Let's squeeze in here before the break. After seeing the campaign ads from Rob Kupek, I'm not surprised at him being radical. His ads were so nasty. Not the nice ex-weatherman we'd seen on TV. Too bad he moved to the Lakes area. Rob Kupek didn't write one of those ads. They were all written by political consultants and, you know, get another seat, no doubt about it. But he condoned him, obviously, because he said it. Another listener said, just saw Nancy Pelosi sold $3 million of Google stock 4 weeks before DOJ announced investigation. She seems to know just when to get out of a stock. Isn't that interesting? And did you know, Kev?
That's what she lives for. Not the children. It's not the children. It's her and her family and her cabal. Go ahead.
Well, her husband, Paul, and that little incident with the hammer and the whole thing, consortium of media outlets, went to court and said, look, this is public information, and the judge agreed they're going to release it today.
Ah.
So all of that's coming out.
They said they didn't want to release it earlier because someone could doctor the footage. Not that anybody could doctor the footage between then and now for the video they released. That would never happen.
Totally bogus.
Yeah.
Speaking of Rob Kupek and egregious votes on pro-life issues, we're talking about that next on What's on Your Mind.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. More economic news today. The U.S. fourth quarter gross domestic product report will offer an idea of the economy at the end of the year in which consumers and businesses face the highest inflation in 40 years and a very fast rise in interest rates. The 3 months from October to December capped a year of economic cool down. Last year, consumers spent at a slower pace, employers pulled back on hiring, and the housing market weakened. An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whiz past the Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA said Wednesday, this newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That's 10 times closer than a portion of the communication satellites circling overhead. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind is brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. It's back, you know, the variant here, variant there. More and more conversation about COVID and different concerns about COVID that are appearing in the news again. So here's a good idea. Just do everything you can do to keep the air you breathe as clean as possible. And the folks at H.A. Thompson and Sons do this really, really well. And it's really not all that challenging to do this because something can be added to your furnace that does this. Businesses, you know, say a restaurant or a bar, they can have that. And let people know, we have indoor air quality. And not just COVID or viruses or anything, but anything. You know, good stuff in, bad stuff out. HATandSons.com for all the details. HATandSons.com. Our next guest is Kathy Blazer. She's co-executive director for Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life. It is the largest pro-life organization in Minnesota. There's some things happening at the legislature that you need to know about. Kathy, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on.
So there's a bill that was very early in the legislative session rammed through here and has already been voted on in committee. Tell us a little bit about the tenets of this legislation.
Yes, so this is House File 1 and Senate File 1. It's called the Protect Reproductive Options Act, but it actually allows abortion in our state with absolutely no restrictions all 9 months of pregnancy, even up to the moment of birth.
Oh.
And unfortunately,
that's not abortion, that's infanticide.
It really is. When a baby can just as easily be delivered, we certainly should not be aborting her.
Wow, sorry I interrupted you. Keep going.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to let your listeners know that State Senator Rob Kupek has voted for this bill in committee. He voted against an amendment that would have stopped third trimester abortions, except in the case of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. So he's voting to let an unborn baby be aborted up until birth. He's also voted to leave unborn babies who survive an abortion to die without medical treatment. That is infanticide.
You know, there was a well-known Democrat from the 7th District of Minnesota by the name of Colin Peterson, who was pro-life his entire career. And it was because he recognized that his constituents in Northwest Minnesota didn't share the extreme views of those in the Twin Cities. Rob Kupek must be getting his instructions from somebody else. What do you make of the fact that he would be that radical that early in his tenure in the legislature?
It's almost without explanation, isn't it? So I think that he needs to hear from his constituents. So his telephone number is 651-296-3205. He needs to hear from his constituents so he can have that same understanding. The But the people who voted him into office do not want abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy, all the way up to the moment of birth.
You mentioned that the bill number on this is numero uno. Clearly, politically, the Democrats believe the more radical you are on the pro-abortion agenda, the better you'll do politically. There's an argument out there that says part of the reason the November election wasn't the red wave that people expected it to be for Republicans was because of Roe versus Wade being overturned and a whole host of voters coming out. So they seem to believe they've got a political winner here, do they?
I don't believe that they do. I don't think that Minnesotans want abortion on demand, no reason, any reason, for every baby up to the moment of birth. They don't want babies left to die if they have survived an abortion attempt. They want reasonable restrictions on this. And I think that the leadership has misconstrued what voters want.
Do you agree with me, though, they're adopting this as a political winner based on what happened in November?
Any bill that is the first bill introduced in the legislature is their leader. That is what they want to be known for in this legislative session, providing abortion on demand, all 9 months of pregnancy, any baby up to the moment of birth.
Yeah, so this is, never underestimate the ability of a Democrat to overreach, and they are overreaching here, but they'll only realize that if you call Rob Kupak today. And let them know
right.
that. Yeah.
Yep, that's absolutely right. They are underestimating what the voters truly want and the power of the voters. And so I just urge every single one of your listeners to call State Senator Rob Kupak at 651-296-3205 and tell him we do not want to abort babies all the way up to the moment of birth, and we do not want babies left to die if they survive an abortion.
And tell our listeners that with the law of the land under what previously, prior to Roe versus Wade being overturned, there were limits in Minnesota. They couldn't do this. Now they've gone completely the other way, right?
That is absolutely right. They are trying to repeal every single one of the protective laws that we have passed. They are trying to repeal parental notice so that minor girls do not have to notify their parents if they're seeking an abortion. Parents should have the right to know the medical treatments that their children are seeking. And to allow a girl to go into an abortion facility, this facilitates human trafficking. This, if we are not going to notify parents of what is going on, girls as young as 14 are being trafficked in the state. The average age of a girl being trafficked in Minnesota is 14. And if a trafficker knows that he can just drop her off at an abortion clinic and the parents will be none the wiser, we are facilitating human and sex trafficking in this state through the repeal
just,
of these bills that the legislature
sick.
Is trying to push through. It is sick.
That is just sick. I who thinks that's a good idea? I mean, who thinks, what sort of evil mind or evil presence thinks, yeah, that's a great idea. Why should a 15-year-old girl have to talk and
political,
with her parents?
Political monsters.
Unreal.
Political monsters. That's who thinks it's a good idea. Because they're concerned only about politics.
I don't think there's a voter out there who wants that to happen. And so they need to be calling Senator Kupak and telling him to stop this bill and all of the abortion bills, the abortion repealer that repeals all these laws, all of the abortion bills. Senator Rob Kupak needs to be voting with his constituents, not against them.
Let's go to a listener here. I have a question. 701-271-1100. Mike is on the road. Go ahead, Mike. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I just called Governor Walz's office, and if you call him right now, you'll get a live person, and I told him exactly what I thought of the murdering abortion bill. And she actually sounded rather sympathetic, and she said, I'll let my staff and the governor know. So the governor's number is 651-201-3400. And people have better start calling, and we better start complaining, because if we don't, they're going to slam this crap down our throats until the next election.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you called the governor's office. Sadly, I don't think your call or a gazillion calls would make a difference with him.
because he's just 100% 100% pro-abortion. But when you look at Rob Kupek, who has a new career, he's a freshman. And is from a district that could swing the other way. I think you could make a difference. So if you wouldn't mind, call him, 651-296-3205. 651-296-3205. Sorry, Kathy?
Nope, that's okay. It's important to realize that this bill is going to the Senate floor tomorrow, Friday morning at 10:30. It'll be on the floor of the Senate. So we need his vote tomorrow. And because if this bill passes without any amendments, it's going to go to the governor, and he will sign it. So we need to stop this bill in the Senate tomorrow.
Appreciate the call, Mike, very much. Others, welcome at 701-271-1100. You mentioned the parental notice. So is there an age limit there that, if 10 and under, you have to, 12 and under, 14 and under? I mean, what is the age in which you do have to notify a parent?
So under this bill, there would be no age. There's no age where a parent would need to be notified. They are completely wiping out the parental notification law that we have on our books. That law has been challenged in court, and it is currently under appeal. But as the law stands on the books, it requires any minor girl under the age of 18. There's a requirement for the parents to be notified, and they are trying to repeal that law with no age limit. Any girl dropped off at an abortion clinic could go in and not have her parents notified that she's seeking an abortion. It's not even they're not even asking for consent from the parents. They're simply asking that the parents be notified.
You know, really, this extremism, this infanticide in a state legislature, in my mind, almost makes it make sense to have Congress vote on this and have a new federal law where states have the ability to do some things within parameters, but not like this, not with no parental onus, not with up to birth. Wow, Gary, question for our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Did you say Gary?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to the comments about abortion in Minnesota and that, and it is correct. I've been hearing a lot of people say you need to stand up, make a phone call, tell them it's a ridiculous bill, get rid of it, vote no against it. The other day I saw a bumper sticker. I was in Wyoming, and it said, and I didn't quite understand what it said, but it said, so many Christians and so few lions. So, as Christians, are we really standing up for what we believe or not? I think that's what it meant.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We need people to really call in and get on their case about it. We need to be, as Christians, we need to be lions at times to get it taken care of. I mean, to vote against it, to knock it out. So that's my comment.
Amen. We need a lot more lions.
We need a lot more lions.
A lot more lions.
And we're not asking much here. We're asking for a phone call to Rob Kupek to say, don't do this. 651-296-3205. 651-296-3205. Kathy, anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
We need those phones flooded. He needs to hear from every single one of your listeners to tell him not to support this bill and to support every single pro-life amendment that is offered on the floor.
And this is super urgent. This vote is happening tomorrow. Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life, the largest pro-life organization in Minnesota. Kathy Blazer, thank you.
Thank you.
Melissa has a question or comment. We'll get to Melissa next, and then Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Just what hit the streets in Philadelphia, Kev.
What?
Animal sedative laced with fentanyl.
Oh, super.
Now we're going to take out the pets.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
Wow. I mean, have you ever seen the video from Kensington in Philly? Just do a search on Facebook or Twitter, Kensington neighborhood. Type in the Kensington neighborhood.
Sort of like the Sirloin District
in
San Francisco.
It's zombie land, man. Yeah. It is zombie land. It's you can't, don't, police won't even go in there.
We are going to be suffering the results of the invasion of fentanyl for decades.
Yep, and it's still going, by the way. Nothing slowed anything down anytime in the past here and in the near future. Nothing happening.
Let's get Melissa in here, and then Jim the flagpole guy. Hey, Melissa, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I was listening to probably the latter part of your visit with your last guest, and I heard your intro earlier about how there were these maybe pockets of voters that came out. A couple of weeks ago, I heard an interview with the new Speaker Pro Tem, I believe, in the Minnesota House. And he's a gentleman from the St. Cloud area, and he was talking about how he had Republican voters who told him they were very concerned about losing their so-called right to abortion, and that's why they were voting Democrat instead of Republican. So I do think that the voter pocket thing, you're onto something. But what I don't understand is he's talking about women who are afraid to lose this right, and I think there's this huge disconnect between a concern over, you know, I might someday need an abortion, and then this absolute insanity, murderous insanity that they've got in these bills. Yeah. It's like, what is that?
That's what I'm talking about. Never underestimate their ability to overreach. That's what I'm talking about.
And they would have you think that they would have you think that women are lining up like they're going to Disney. I mean, to get an abortion across the country, it's just not a thing.
If you're not allowing parents to be notified when a child wants an abortion, that's flat out of the devil.
Yes,
that's evil.
I mean, well, it's a child abuse kind of thing. I mean, at that moment in a child's life, God forbid it ever came to that. Who do you think they need at their side? Their parents to help them through that and that decision and the health care that they would need. You don't lock out the most important people in their lives at that time. That's crazy talk.
Nailed it.
Along with the whole leaving a newborn baby to die. I mean, that is, we're talking about a disconnect from humanity. Yeah. Where is your soul?
That's
where
evil.
Is your humanity? It is.
It's in an evil realm.
And I'm thinking, you know, the fact that I heard this gentleman was from the St. Cloud area. So anybody who's hearing your broadcast this morning, if Rob Kupak isn't your man, there is many out there. Maybe you should all be calling whoever is your representative, because this needs to stop. It's like, wake up. We don't need anything this extreme to, I've never understood that. What is it about abortion that proves your point that you're some sort of independent woman or something that you can go around your child?
You couldn't be any more right, Melissa. You couldn't be any more right. Exactly right. By the way, Rob Kupak's number again, 651-296-3205. 651-296-3205. 651-296-3205. Call
he's
him.
The sponsor. Is that the deal? Stop.
He's the new rep from Northwest Minnesota.
Got it.
That voted for this. That needs a wake-up call before it's voted on tomorrow, because he's already voted on it in committee. Our main man, Jim the Flagpole Guy, standing by to share some patriotism with us today. Jim, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. Today I'm in an advanced position here in Grand Forks doing a service call at the Hilton. And, you know, your question of the day was, is it a distraction? And then your lovely callers, they speak about all the evil in the world. Well, what does evil need? It needs distraction. Well, you know, there's that's why militaries, I guess, originally started to defend, right? Well, today we need to realize that we're under assault, and we need to maybe look at it like maybe we are under assault, and then figure out what are our wounds. You know, a body can only take so many wounds, and then it's inoperable. And our Constitution is a living, breathing. It's not a quick change document, but it, you know, life was breathed into that and given for that document. Well, a military man comes along and he saves the innocents, and military men know their enemy. They study their enemy. They create defensive positions. They create offensive positions. Daniel had to pick up that stone. Now, today, my grandpa, who fought in World War II, would say maybe our government today is our enemy. FBI raids on citizens of a representative republic, all those words have to matter, you know, and parents of school board meetings are declared domestic terrorists because they don't want improper things in their child's lives. So think as a military person, you're a military person. Our country is our body. Our wounds are freedom of speech, voting irregularities, wars, rumors of war, energy issues. Our stones are, there's great leading people out there, like such as yourself and everybody on this call mostly, is We have a stone, and that is, our stone is Mike Lindell on voting, Steve Bannon on freedom of speech. There's plenty of people we can look at, and we have to support each other, and we need unity. So I'm going to ask, everything is, I've been receiving is, you got to do a new thing. America needs a new thing. And that's prayer. And today we all agree in Jesus' name that our Constitution receive a double portion, and our enemies have a double portion of confusion, and they begin to war each other. How's that?
Well, that's pretty darn good. All right, I love it.
My man.
And be that lion. Christians, be that lion. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's a shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023 in bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.